We begin the current daf Masechta Snid the daf and base. We begin the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, going back now to the first Mishnah from the previous perek, discussing the maturity and the development of a child, of a boy and a girl. So the Mishnah tells us Tinoikis Shaviyash Desaris, a girl who, when she's 12 years old, when she brings two pubic hairs, So then she's considered an adult. She could do chalitza or yibum. That is, if her husband died without any children, she's eligible to do chalitza, which is not to go ahead and get married to her brother-in-law, or to do yibum, which is that type of yibum marriage of the brother-in-law. And she's also obligated in all the commandments that are in the Torah, because now she's considered an adult in Jewish law. And v'chein tinek, so to a boy, Shehevish Tesaris, when he's 13 years old, when he brings two pubic hair, Chayiv b'chol mitzvah amurus b'Torah, then he's obligated in all the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah. Now, additionally, the Ro Lies ben Sarimir, this unique halacha called the wayward and rebellious son, which is has certain criteria, as the Mishnah says in Masechta Sanhedrin, regarding his being executed. So a boy is fit to be this ben Sarimir, Mishiyavish Tesaris, from the same criterion that we said when he brings two pubic hairs, Ad Sheyakiv Zaken, until the beard encircles. But before he brings two pubic hairs, he's not fit to get a punishment. And additionally, after the beard is already encircled, then he's already fit to have children. And the Torah says he's a ben sarimur. He has to be a son and not someone who's fit to be a father. So it's only in that small bracket of two pubic hairs until the hair encircles. Now, explains the Mishnah, which beard are we talking about that's encircling? It means hatachten, the lower beard, meaning by the pubic region. Beloy Elyon, not the upper one by a person's chin. But rather, the sages spoke in euphemistic, in clean terminology. Therefore, they said the beard, but they referred to the genital area. Now, Tanaikis Shevish Tesaris, a girl who brings two pubic hairs. So, Eni Chay Lamayin, says the Tanakama, she's already an adult. She can't do mean anymore. Mean is when there is a rabbinic marriage, when she's an orphan, and her mother and her brothers, who only her father has biblical marriage, her siblings, they marry her off. So, since it's a rabbinic marriage, she could do mean, she could just refuse the marriage as long as she's a minor. When she becomes an adult, says the Tanakama, when she brings two pubic hairs, she can't do mean anymore. Now, Yehudim, he disagrees. He says, no, Achi Yarba HaShachar. He says, until that pubic area gets so dark from all the hairs over there, only then can she not do mian anymore. But even if she has two hairs, he disagrees. He says she could still do mian. Now, the Gemara asks regarding the terminology of the opening halach of our Mishnah. The kivin etznan, since the Mishnah said, chayev es b'chol mitzvah amurus b'Torah, it says a girl, when she's 12 and she brings two pubic hairs, she's obligated in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So, oicha letzis em esebem eslomali, what was the necessity of opening up and saying, oh, she could do either chalitz or yibim? Those are just one of the mitzvahs of all the Tariq mitzvahs, where he said she's obligated in all of them. What's the chiddush, the novelty of picking out specifically chalitz and yibim? Says the Gemara, lafukim and Rabbi Yisi, he's coming to exclude from the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Because the Amar, he says, ish kasa b'parsha. It says in Devarim Chafei, v'im lo yachpetz ish. If the man doesn't want to go and do yibum, then he does chalitza. So it says regarding the boy, that he has to be an adult. Aval isha, but says Rabbi Yisi, but regarding the woman, the widow, ben gedoy la ben ketan, he says, yeah, she could be whether an adult or even a minor, that she could do yibum chalitza. Well, that's what Tana, our Mishnah, is coming to tell us. No, that the Eisi, Shtei Saris, and only if the girl brought two pubic hairs, then could she do Yimichalitza, but Eloyla, but if not, she cannot do. Says Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because Isha Keish, although it says only man, but the woman is compared to the man, and therefore just like he has to be an adult, so too the woman. A similar type of questioning on the wording of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, V'kivin the Tana, once the Tana of our Mishnah taught, V'chein ha-tinik shehevi beis iris, and the same Allah applies to a boy that brought two pubic hairs. So, chayv b'chol mitzvahs ha-mitzvahs amurus b'Torah lamali, why did the Mishnah have to say that he's obligated in all the mitzvahs that are said in the Torah? Already said that he's the same as the girl, and just like the girl is obligated in all mitzvahs, so to the boy. And if you're going to say, Mishum de Kabayi Lemisni, oh, the reason why we said it, because we wanted to say an additional related halacha, that's which we said later on, that Veroli is Ben Seri Meir, we wanted to mention that when he brings two pubic hairs, then he's fit to be the Ben Seri Meir, and therefore, incidentally, that's why we said that he's Chayav Nol Mitzvah Mons Batayr. But Tanin Lechad HaZevna, but that halacha itself, we already learned once before in the Mishnah Masechet Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, a Masahu Ben Seri Meir, when does he become the Ben Seri Meir? Meaning eligible to be, is Mishayavish Dei Saris, when he brings two pubic hairs. Yaakov Zaken until the beard encircles. Now, hatachtem alay elyon means circling the genital area, not on the upper area by the beard, by the chin. It's just that the Chacham spoke in a clean type of a way. So what was the necessity of saying this? We already know the Ben Sari Mari from there. And why do we have to point out Chai B'chametz and Mos B'tayr? So you're right. Once we specified the details of the halachas of the girl, so we also specified that of the boy, but you're right, it was really not necessary, because we obviously know that it has the same halachic status when he's 13 and 2 years, like a girl who's 12 and has 2 years. Now the Mishnah said, a machlekes. A girl who brought 2 pubic hairs. The Tanakhama says, okay, she's an adult. She's now considered biblically married. She can't do mean anymore. But if you disagree, it says, no, until a year b'hashachar, until there's, as we're going to qualify later on what it is, an increase of black by the genital area from the hairs, until that point she can still do mean, even if she's already an adult. Now, Amr Bava, Amr Balaz. It says, halacha k'bihuda, halacha k'bihuda, that if, as we're going to shortly qualify this, they didn't have yet relations, after she already brought 2 pubic hairs, she could still uproot her rabbinic minor marriage until there's an increase of the hairs, more than the pubic hairs by the genital area. No. But he points out, as we alluded to just now, but who agrees, shemnivala, but if she had marital relations, after she already brought 2 pubic hairs, that shuveni chaylamayin, then she cannot do mean anymore. Because that bia is a bona fide kedushin, which is one of the ways of 3 ways of kedushin. One of them is through cohabitation, because now that she has 2 hairs, she's already gedayla, and she herself is an adult, and she could make kedushin for herself. The homachlikus was when she did not have bia after she became an adult. That's where they disagree. And even so, Remeir says she cannot do mian, because once she became an adult for one moment and she didn't protest, so then she cannot protest anymore, and the initial original kedushin takes effect now that she is an adult and she's not protesting. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says no, she can still protest, she can still do mian, as long as she didn't do bia, or that she doesn't have yir b'hashachar. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this machlekes, is that chavrei de Rav Kahana, the colleagues of Rav Kahana, saval lemevet of the Rabbi Yehuda, they thought to paskin and actually act upon this teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, v'avagav de nivela. I mean, we just pointed out that, no, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when there was bia after 2 sires, that she cannot do mian. The colleagues thought, no, the halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda until Yir B'Hashachar, even if she had bia. So they were going to do an act upon that to allow the girl to still do mian. And that, Rav Kahana said, but wasn't there such a story with the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel, where her mother married her off when she was a minor orphan, and after she gave birth, she came into the study hall because she wanted to do mian. She had been married rabbinically through this rabbinic marriage. She wanted out of the marriage. She wanted to do mian, which if she's an adult and she needs a get, the husband has to give it. Mian, she could just walk out on her own. And she, although she was married as a girl, she already had a child, and the child was carried on her shoulders, and she wanted out. Now, and that day, they mention the coming teaching of Rabbi Shmuel in the study hall. And this girl was crying tears in the study hall that she wanted to do mean to get out of the marriage. So Amr, the sages said, is it possible, something that this righteous person, Rabbi Shmuel himself, had said, which we're going to shortly quote, that would actually permit his daughter to do mean, that his children should stumble on and be stuck in and not be able to get out of this marriage? Because the Amr of Yehuda Mishmuel, he says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Pasuk says, in Bamidbar. Pasuk is talking about if a man's going to lay with a married woman, a copulation of seed, and they do it in seclusion, and she becomes defiled like that, and there's no witnesses. So that's the halacha of the parasha of a Saita. And it says specifically, it's talking about that v'hiloy netfasa, and she wasn't forced to have these relations. Now, when it says v'hiloy netfasa, he saying har is an exclusionary terminology. And we expound to say, yeah, har, a regular woman who has a bona fide kedushin, that's where if she was not raped, was not violated, she did it consensually, that's where Asura, then she's going to be forbidden to her husband because she was an Eish HaSish. But, Hanitfasamuteras, but if she was violated, if she was forcibly had this cohabitation, then she's permitted to her husband. That's where the halacha applies, by such a woman. But the inference is of he is, but v'yeshlacha acheres, there's another woman, sha'afa pi shaloi nitfasa, by another married woman, that even if she was not forcibly violated, even if she had znus, not being forced, that's still muteris, that she will be permitted to her husband and to the man that she had relations with. Ve'ezoi, what type of woman is that? Zu, she could kedushitas, although it's a married woman, but we're talking about a woman that her kedushin, her marriage was in error. For example, if let's say the husband, when he was made kedushin, he says, we're getting married on the condition that I'm a kohen, turns out that he's actually not a kohen, he's a Yisrael. Or for example, the case we're discussing, a minor, where her actions are nothing, and really, biblically, her mother has no right to be Mekadesha. Sha'ava bisha b'na murkav al kaseva, that even if she's walking, she has a child from this man. She has a child on her shoulders. Meme'en nesvay leches la'sezer b'shmol, she could go ahead and continue and do mean and get out of the marriage, because it's not considered a biblical marriage. So therefore, that's what they're saying in this pasuk regarding znus also. She's not forbidden to her husband. Even if she willingly went and had relations with another man, because she's really considered like she's a single girl. And we don't say that the relations that she had with her husband, even though she had it when she's an adult, are considered kedushin. Why not? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds kala bayil, whenever they have relations, al das kedushin rishon hu bayil. The intention is based on the initial kedushin, and that kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin, either because it was kedushin betois or because it was that of a minor girl, which has no significance, and they don't have intention, although that now she's an adult, to make it into a new kedushin. So therefore, that Rabbi Shmuel is saying that you see that now his daughter should actually be permitted, because although she's an adult and she had children from this man, but it's based on the initial kedushin. The initial kedushin is nothing, and therefore actually such a woman that would be mezan actually would not be usher as an eish hasish. So therefore they should permit her to do min. But in spite of that, and this is the proof that he was telling to his colleagues, v'nimnu v'gomer, but the sages counted and they concluded that no, ad masay abas me'me'enis, until what age could a daughter do min? It's achetav ishtei saris, only when she brings two pubic hairs, and that's it, and therefore you can't do it, let's say like Rabbi Yehuda said, achayir b'ashachar m'shona, after that there was bia. Meaning, if we're talking about, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that achayir b'ashachar, but even he agrees that if there was bia, as we qualified before, you can't do it after two pubic hairs. So parish for the of the so yeah the colleagues of Rav Kahana, they pulled away and they didn't go ahead and follow through on that, because even Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, agrees after 2 years if this bia that then one cannot do mean anymore. Another similar type of a story, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchok and B'tamid Rabbi Chanina, the students of Rabbi Chanina, they actually did pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the woman had done bia after bringing two pubic hairs, but she didn't have yir b'ashachar yet, they allowed her to do mean. Also, Rav Shemin bar Abba Amr Kamid Rabbi Yechanan. So Rav Shemin bar Abba went and he said what happened in front of Rabbi Yechanan. And also Rabbi Yechanan Amr Kamid Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yechanan went and he said in front of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And Shadur Balshan, he went and he sent troops, Vafku, and they took this woman out from her second husband who she married after doing mean, because she can't do mean. As we explained, even according to Behuda, once is Bia after two Sarahs, that's already considered biblical marriage and she can't do mean anymore. Now, qualifying this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Rav Chizda Amr Ukva. He says, this rebuke says that you could do mean until there's an increase of black hairs in the pubic region. Doesn't mean there has to be so much black hairs over there. No, it's as long as there's even just two hairs that are laying down, because and they're long, it looks like there's more black than white over there. Not because there's more. There's only two hairs, but they're long, and when one lays them over the area over there, it looks like there's more black than white. That's already considered that you can't do mean anymore, even according to Behuda. Or if Rav Amar, he says, Shtei Cyrus Hamakifas Misafa Lasafa, what Behuda means to say is two hairs that are circumventing the area from edge to edge, as long as you have these two hairs that are taking up that area, again, that's even according to Behuda, that would be considered Yer Bashacha, that you can't do mean anymore. Now, continuing on this primary halacha regarding the girl that's considered an adult when she has two pubic hairs, Amr Bchelba Amr Afuna. So, Shtei Sarish Amr, this that we said, the halacha of two hairs, Sarach Shehe Bi'ikarin Gumais, that they need to have by their roots to have pores. The pore is the opening in the skin that the hair is in. You need to have pores. Now, however, Rav Malkiyoy Omer Rav Adabar Hava says, no, gumais, if there's pores, Ava Pishain Cyrus. Even if there's no hairs, it's enough to have two pores in that area, and already she's considered an adult. Now, parenthetically, Omer Rav Chanina Bered Rav Viki says, Shapud, halach of the spit, shvaches of the maidservants, but gumais and the pores, which is the halacha we just mentioned, was Rav Malkiyoy who said it. Whereas Blairis, that of the idolatry ponytail, which is a Mishnah that says regarding an idol worshiper who is getting a haircut from a Jew, that once they reach the area of the ponytail, the Jew barber has to remove his hand, and on that the Gemara says, how much? So Rav Malkiya said on that an area of 3 finger breadths, because or else you're contributing to that idolatrous ponytail, And if a mikla regarding the ashes, putting on the wound, that it might be like a tattoo. And vigvina regarding cheese, which also Mishnah in Abayi Dazar that said, why is the cheeses of the non-Jews forbidden? Rav Malkiah said, because they smooth it out on the surface with the lard of swine. Those three teaching are Rav Malkiah. So although the names are similar, we want to differentiate and say which three halachas did Rav Malkiah say, which one of them is including the halacha we just said of gumais, and which three did Rav Malkiah say. Now, a slightly different version of Papam, he says, no, masnitin umasnita, clarification of a Mishnah and a Braisa, that's Rav Malkiah. So all those three teachings, Rav Malkiah is only coming to either explain the reasoning of the Mishnah or give a measurement or to say that halacha is like that Mishnah, those are Rav Malkiah. But Shmaitza, an Amarag teaching of Gumayis and Shapud and the Ephraim Mikla, those are independent Amarag teachings, those are Rav Malkiyah. And Bisiman, a mnemonic to recall this is Masnita Malkasa, which is the feminine terminology. The Braisa is the queen, which is the word Malkiyah, which is the same of the feminine versus Malkiyah, to say that Rav Malkiah was one who was qualifying Mishnayis and Braises. And says Gemara, by now, what's the difference between the version of Rav Chanina Bered Rav Ika and that of Rav Papa? Ika Benayu Shvachis, the difference between them is the halacha of the maidservant, which that's a Mishnah Masechta Ksubis that Rav Malkiah said on it, the halacha is like Rav Eliezer, which is essentially Rav Papa, he switches the halacha of Shvachis to Rav Malkiah and Ephraim Mikla to Rav Malkiah. That's where he differs from the first interpretation. Now, going back to what we were saying, Amar Ravashi, he says, Amali Mazutra, Mazutra said to me, Kasha ba Reb Chanina Mesura, Reb Chanina from Sura had a difficulty with the halacha we just said before, which is this teaching of Rav Malkiyah Amar Vad Barava, that if you entertain to really say that the halacha is should consider an adult, even if she has two pores, just the holes for the ears, even if there's no ears, so Lilishtamet Tana Lashmin and Gumas, we don't find anywhere in all of Shas one Tana to tell us such an instrumental and critical halacha that a girl that brings just two pores is considered an adult? We always say two hairs, but if it's something even just two pores, why don't we find that anywhere in Shas? Says the Gemara, no, because Yashm Inan Gumais, had we said the halacha of two pores, Havimines, I would have thought to say, that the halacha is that she's only considered an adult when she has two hairs and two pores. Kamash Malam, but that's what the inferential teaching is that, yeah, for pores she needs two, but the filish te saris beguma achas, but when she has two hairs, then it's going to be even in one pore. That's why we always say two hairs to say that it's even one pore. But regarding pores, is even without hairs, that can be with two pores. Says Gemara, Mieke Kagavna, but is that really so? And that's why we say two hairs, because it could even be one pore. Is that even possible that two hairs could grow out of one pore? But Vaksiv, there's a pasuk in Eve that says, Asher Besa'ara Yishrufeni. Eve said that with the storm he shattered me, Veherba Pitzichinim, and he increased my wounds for nothing. Now, Vama Rava, Rava says that Eve, Besa'ara Chirav, he blasphemed against God with this terminology of with a storm. So Besar Heshivu, so God responded to him with a storm, which is, as the Gemara explains, Besar Chirif, he spoke disrespectfully to God with the storm, where, as the Pasuk says, he was saying, he was complaining about the storm that Hashem brought upon him, but what he was essentially saying was Amalafanu, he said in front of God, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, master of the world, Shemaruch Sa'ara Avu Lefanecha, maybe a stormy wind came in front of you, and like mixed you up, Chas Hashem, v'nischaf alach ben Eiv la'Oyev, and you got mixed up between Eiv, which is my name, Eiv said, and Oyev, which is the enemy. What are you doing to me? So b'sa'ar hishivu, so God responded to him with, quote, the same word of a storm, which where the sin and the samach are the same word, with v'yan Hashem, as we continue to mitbeis, Eiv min ha'sa'ar, that God responded to Eiv from the storm. In other words, from the sa'ara, from the hairs of your head, I'm going to respond to you. V'yayim elav, and he said to him, shayte shabayim, fool of the world, harba nimin barasi bereisha shaladim, so many hairs I created for a person on the head of the person. Ulechon nima v'nima, and for every strand of hair, barasi legum b'fanatzim, I made a separate pore for each one. That no two here should pull their nourishment from one pore. Because if two hairs would nourish from one pore, it would decrease the illumination of the eyes of a person. So Hashem said to him, two pores I don't get mixed up with. So Eve with an enemy, even though the word sounds similar, that I'm going to get mixed up with. So, but one thing you see is that you don't have two hairs from one pore. How can we say that's the halacha that we're saying that would make the girl into an adult? It says, it's not difficult. Habagufa. When we're saying you could have two heres and one pour, which is in the general area for the girl, that's begufa, in her body. In the rest of a person's body, it is possible. Habereisha, Hashem is talking to him regarding the hairs of the head. Here's the head, there you have to have a separate pour for each hair. Another qualification, Amr Behuda Meshmuli says, Shtei Sairish Amr, this that we said regarding the halacha of the two pubic hairs, is a fil achas al hakaf, is even if one is on the spoon, meaning the mound, which is by the above the male member, above the genital area, which is a little bit lower than the stomach. Even if there's one here over there, ba'achas ala beitzim and one on the testicles, even though they're not in the same place, is also going to be considered making the person into an adult. And says the Gemara Tana Machasimulat Nabraisa. Shtei Sarah Shama, this that we said that they need to have two hairs. Fila achas begaba, even if one is in her back, meaning beneath the genital area. Ba'achas bekreisa, one in the front, one on her stomach, that's also going to make her into an adult. Or even achas agabe kishri etzba yisel shel yad, or even if she has, the way Rashi interprets, one on the knuckles of her fingers on her hand. Because, as he says, that she doesn't develop the hairs on the fingers, on the knuckles, until she becomes an adult. Va'achas agabe kishri etzba yisel shel regal, even if there's one here on the knuckles of her fingers on her leg, so you have one on her finger and one on her leg, that also would make her into an adult. But for Rabbanan, but according to the opinion of the rabbis, Rav Chizki says, no, they hold that she's only considered an adult, or him, until there's two hairs in one place. Now, going back to the halacha of our Mishnah, which we had ended off with the machlekes regarding Miyun, so turn around on the Braisa that adds on different opinions. So we had said in the Mishnah, until what age could a girl do miyun to refuse the rabbinic marriage that she had been married in? So the first opinion, as we said in the Mishnah of the Tanakhama, says Acha tovish tesaris until she brings two pubic. Here's that divrei meir. Rabbi Hudaim, as we said in the Mishnah, he says Achiyah Barshach until there's an increase, which we qualified what that actually is, of black in the pubic region. A third opinion, Rabbi Yisiam, he says Acha takafatar until there encircles the crown. Just different interpretations in the Rishayim either means to say by the pubic area or means actually by the simonim on the top by her breast. And Ben Shalka Seimer, a fourth interpretation, he says, Achet the Kalkal, which Rashi says that as we find a similar terminology, Masech the Shabbos, Kedei Losach Kilkal, which the Gemara there says, what's Kilkal? It means Tzidu Batzid, it means to go ahead and pull down the hairs by the forehead. So it's a similar type of idea that in Oisim Akim, in the general areas, that there's going to be so many hairs that it's like pulled down, like as if it's cloth with hair covering over the area, that's going to be already the limit, according to him, of being able to do miyun. Now, Vamar Bishimon says, Mitzaani Chanina ben Chachinai b'tzidan. Bishimon says that Chanina ben Chachinai found me in tzidan. Vamar, he said to me, Kishatagia etzel Rabbi Kiva, Amalai. When you reach Rabbi Kiva, say to him, Admasai Abbas Memendas. Ask him this question. Until when could a girl do miyun? And Im Yoimel Chanev is going to tell you, Achatavish Teisaris, that until the girl brings two pubic hairs, then Amalei tell him, Valoi Ben Shalkas, Heid B'maimen Kulcha Meyavna, but this last opinion that we just brought, Ben Shalkas, he testified in testimony in front of all of you in Yavna, that he said it's Achat Akalkal until, like we said, until it covers the hairs like a cloth over the general area. Valoi Martim Leidavan, you didn't tell him anything. So obviously you don't disagree. Why are you saying it's only when there's two hairs? So he says, Keshabasi Yisra Rabbi Kiva, he says, when I came to Rabbi Kiva, Omarli, he said to me, Kilkul ze any dema. He says, I don't know what this Kilkul is. In other words, I don't hold to that opinion. And Ben Shalkas, I don't recognize this Ben Shalkas. And Admas Abbas Mena, so you ask me, until when could a girl do mean? It's Acha Tavi Beisaris, it's until when she brings two pubic hairs. Like the opinion of Remeya that we brought in the Brice and in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues with Halacha, the next Mishnah, which continues the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding the Halacha of two hairs, which has additional applications in different contexts. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Saris, two hairs, Hamuris Bapara, that says regarding the Paraduma, which the Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavtal Manalf and Masechtas Para, that two black hairs invalidate the red heifer, the Paraduma. So those two hairs of the Paraduma and Ubinagayim, which regarding a nega affliction, which has to have white hairs as a simon of Tuma, the Brisa says in Teres Kayanim, the minority of hairs means two hairs. And Vamus Bukhamakam, and this regarding two hairs that it says everywhere, like in our context of the previous mission regarding a boy and a girl becoming an adult. What is considered two hairs is Kadei Loch of Roshan Likaran, is that you could bend over the top to the root. If you could bend it over the top to the root, that's already considered two hairs. That's the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lazar, he says, no, it's Kadei Likrit Spitziparan. It's that if you could grab a hold of it with the fingernail, even though that's very little, just grab on that a little bit, that's already considered 2 hears. And Rabbi Akiva, he says, no, kedeshiyu nitelis bezegetz, has to be big enough that it can be cut with a scissor, which is a larger measurement, that's considered 2 hears. Now, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Marukva, says, halacha kedivrei kulna hachmera. Halacha follows, like all opinions, whatever is more stringent. So in other words, from when already you could grab onto it with a fingernail, can't do min anymore, because maybe she's considered an adult. But to do chalitza, which you have to be an adult, that's until when you have the biggest measurement of them all. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which goes back to the primary theme of our Masechta with the Halachas of Nida, and specifically, like our Mishnah discusses, Haraya Kesem, which is a rabbinic law. If a woman sees a stain, which then there's obviously doubt regarding the laws of menstruation, which she gets a stain on her body from. So says the Mishnah, Harezu Mekukelas. So now she is in a state of ruin in regards to her keeping her appropriate calendar, meaning to say she doesn't know now anymore what's called Pesach Nidu, so what's the start of her Nidu cycle, which is to know when to start the 11 days of Ziva, which are between the 7 days of Nidu. Because she doesn't know when she saw. Meaning what happens is when a woman, when she's, let's say, starting for the first time after she had a big gap, or the first time ever, the first time she sees, for 7 days she's, quote, in the state of Nida. She could be seeing Dam the whole time. Then she immerses, and then she has the 11 days of Ziva, which have unique halachas, different than that of Nida. Nida, you see one day, you already need, and you could bleed all 7 days, but it's one time, and then you're Nida. By the 11 days of Ziva, you see 1 day, you just have to be Shemer Siyam, you have to keep 1 day, 2 days. Then there's 3 times, which is a Zava, Zava Gedayla. Then she has the halacha that she has to keep Sheb Nikim, has to bring a carbon. There's different halachas. Now she doesn't know, she found the stain. When did I have the stain? Today? 3 days ago? 5 days? She doesn't know. She doesn't know when to start the calendar. She doesn't know when the 7 days go to then start the 11 days of Ziva. Her calendar is ruined. Again, until she totally goes and clears it out, her calendar is ruined. Additionally, we have a machlekes, says the v'chayshesh mishum zayv. And additionally, she has to be concerned for, is she a zava? Meaning to say, if let's say she's in the middle of her 11 days of ziva, and she passed 3 days of ziva from when she had put on this garment. Now she finds on the garment a huge stain, that of, which the halacha of kesem is, that has to be the size of a gris v'oid, which is a little bit more than the gris, which is the size of type of bean, which is because less than that we say, since it's rabbinic, we don't really know, it could be it came from a louse, from a lice, which was a bug that was killed, which was common in biblical times, in rabbinic times. So therefore the halacha is that they made it only if it's a little bit larger than that sign. Now, to be a zava, what happens is she has to see three consecutive times. Now, if she has the size of more than three grisen v'oid, so we're in doubt. Maybe every one of those grisen were independent on one day that she saw it. And even though it's found in one place, it meaning it's all together, there's one huge stain, three grisen v'oid, but maybe each one of those just happened to fall right near each other. And therefore, the Rebbe Meir says, you got to be concerned. Okay, maybe this happened 3 different days during the days of Ziva, and now you see it, you check the garment, and maybe she's a zaven, she has to be concerned for that. The Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, imbik sam mishum zayv. No, the laws of stains don't give a woman halacha of zayv, because ultimately, stains are rabbinic law, and this is a safek drabban, and therefore, we're not going to be stringent in regards to giving her a status of a zava. Now, says the Gemara, Mant Chacham, who is the opinion of the Chacham of our Mishnah that say that for stains, we don't give her halacha of a zava? Says the Gemara, Reb Chanina ben Atiknasi, because the time we learned the Braisa. Reb Chanina ben Atiknasi, he says, ksam im ben mishum zayv. When there's the law of stains, meaning biblically a woman only becomes a nida when she has her gush, when she feels it, when she sees it coming out of her body, here she just finds a stain, although we got to suspect, but some don't have a application of being a zava. Now, however, he does say, but there are times that stains could bring a woman to become a zava. Kate said, how so? Love should, meaning in the case of the Mishnah, when you just find this big, huge stain, and even though it's more than 3 grisen in body, it says, we're not going to say she's a zava, but through stain, she could become a zava. How so? Love should gimel chalukas habadukas love. Let's say she wore 3 garments that were previously inspected, and she wore it on 3 different days of her 11 days of Yimei Ziva, each one a separate day. Matzaliim kesem, and then subsequently she found in each one of those garments on these 3 different days a stain the size of a gris v'oid, or similarly shirasa beiz yam. Let's say no, she saw a regular ear, she had a flow literally during those for 2 days out of those 11 days, and v'chalak echad on the 3rd day she didn't notice a flow, but she wore a previously checked garment that didn't have a stain, and after that day she finds a stain on that garment. Oh, hein, haksam hamavil, and teziva. Those are the stains that could bring her to be a zivish, because obviously she did have this stain independent on three different days, or, you know, the 2 days, and then the third day was on that one thing. So therefore, that would make her, we would have to suspect her and treat her as a zava. Now, one thing the Gemara asks on this price is, hashtash leisha chalukah is, if regarding three different garments, the la megufa kachazi, where she didn't have any re'iyas, we just found stains in her garments. Chashinan, so Reb Chanina ben Atigna says that we have to be concerned for zava. So beiz yam mechalak echem ebay, why does he say then the other case of when she had a re'iyah for 2 days and then on the third day she just found a kesem? Of course, you have to say it wasn't even just a stain, it was re'iyas. And then the third day was for sure a stain. Why do you have to say that? Says Gemara, no, because maditim, what would you say, kol kihai gavna? Mivia carbon benoichel, that actually you would say, because to the contrary, of course we know that we have to be chayshish v'zava, but we would think to say that no, when she had a re'iyah 2 days and then the third day she found the stain in her garment, that not only does she bring a carbon because she's a tzava gedela, she's sober 3 days, but she actually, the carbon's even eaten, because we say for sure this was from her state of ziva, because we saw she had an emission last 2 days. Kamash Milan, therefore he wanted to say specifically the case when she had a re'iyah for 2 days and then the third day was just on a garment, to tell us that no, here also it's just a suspicion. Yes, she brings a carbon out of doubt, but it's not eaten, because maybe that third day that was found on the garment was not from her body by that third stain. And if that's the case, the malika done on our bird carbon makes it into nevelo, because it's really chulin and not kachrim, so therefore cannot be eaten. Because had he not told us this, we would have said, no, it's regalim odav. It's indicating fact is that for sure she's a zava. Therefore, you have to say that, of course, we know we have to be chesher, but to say that it's not a definite zava, it's only a chashash for them. Now, continuing on this theme, Amar Ravi says, Behozakina Reb Chanina ben Atigdis l'Rabban. He says, with the following argument, Reb Chanina ben Atigdis won in his dispute with Rabban. Because he said as follows, what's the difference? That even you agree that if it's in one place that you find a huge stain that's less than three grisen, in one place, that then we're not concerned for her being a zava, because we say that, okay, so she saw it in 2 days, because the minimum to become as a kesem has to be at least the size of a gris v'ayt. So the minimum for that would be, okay, so in 2 days, it can't have for 3 days because it doesn't have the share of at least three grease and bite. So the most it could be is in 2 days. So 2 days doesn't make her into a zaba. So you're going to agree in that case that then she's not going to be a zaba. So then shleisha grease and b'makom echanami. So then Reb Chanina ben Atigdis, and I could tell you in disagreement of you that even if there's a size of three beans in one place, also she should not be a zaba. Why? Neima tarti palga magufa chazita. Because I could tell you, as you said, that yeah, 2.5 grisen of that, yeah, that came from her body. And yeah, that those were bona fide stains. But that doesn't make her into a zava. It has to be three grisen void. And although there's three grisen, but ve'idach, I could tell you the rest of that blood, agav zuama, because since there's the sweat that she's a menstruating woman, so then these lice come along, and then they get squashed over there in the area, which is very narrow, the area over there. And damachayla, so I could say that's the blood of lice. So just like you're saying that when it's less than three grisen, we say, okay, she's not a zava, because although she definitely saw dam, but okay, she saw it on 2 days, because that's obvious she didn't see it on 3 days. But then I can tell you, even when there is more than three grisen, I could also say, yeah, on 2 days she saw, but that amounts to 2.5, and that's still within the range of not being a zava yet, because that's only 2.5, and that would be in 2 days, it cannot be in 3 days. And all there's more than three, the extra half, oh, that half is less than the gris. That could have been from lice. And therefore, she should be tar. And therefore, that was Reb Chanina take this argument that even when there's three gris, b'makom echad, that we don't treat her, and we're not suspecting her as a zava. But Rabbanan says the Gemara, they will hold no. Since ultimately you could separate that huge stain and say that there could have been a gris and more every single day, and then that could be divided amongst 3 days coming from the woman. So loitalin, and then we don't say that extra half a gris, which is the amount that could have been from lice, was from lice, and that the 2.5 was from her. That we don't say, and therefore that's why they disagree. Now, actually, the Gemara asks on Rava. He said that Reb Chanina ben Atigdis, the way he quoted that Reb Chanina ben Atigdis' argument from the Andrabanan was Gimel Grisen b'makom echad, that he was disputing that when there's three Grisen in one place, he says, okay, we're not going to treat it as a zav, and they said, yeah. But it sounds like, Hu d'lo chashinan. It's only over there that we don't suspect. So obviously that only Reb Chanina disagreed only when it's in one place. But Habegimel Makayim is Chashina. But he would agree that if the three grease in the void were in three different places on a garment, that then we would suspect. But that's difficult because, Ahmed, you said, we quoted the Brayis of Reb Chanina before, that he said if she wore three different garments, Begimel Chalukas in, when there's three different garments, then yes, then he said that we're not, that's when he agrees that we're going to treat her as a Zavah Gedayla. But when it's in one garment, sounds like that even Begimel Makayim Loy, that even the three places not. So why do you only say when the three are in one place, even when they're in three different places, he does not suspect her to be as a Zavah Gedayla? Says the Gemara, you're right, let the Vrim de Rabban come lo. He was only saying according to the opinion of the Rabban. And the truth is, you're right. Reb Chanina was saying, Lididi Begimel Chalukas in. According to me, that yeah, even if it's in, that to me, when do I suspect, is only when there's three different garments. That Begimel Makayim is Loy. But if it's in one garment, even three different places, no, I don't suspect her to be as a Zava. I still suspend and say that we're not going to treat it as a Zava Gedel. But according to you, Oidli Mias, at least I agree to me. You're right. I disagree even when it's three grease in three different places. But at least agree to me when it's three grease in one place. The Armina then will say, which the argument that Rava had brought before for Reb Chanina, that Treya Palga Maguva Chazita, that, yo, 2.5, that came from a body. Ve'idach, but the other half, Agav Zuma Dam Machailasu, that because of the sweat, it's the blood of lice. And then that Rabbanan that they said that no, Kivan Ikala Flugi Bugris Vaidlachalyama, since you ultimately could separate and say that it's at least a gris and more came from a body on three different days, so Laitalina, then we don't suspend it because ultimately since he's saying part of it was from her, which is a gris vaidan every day. So we're not gonna say the last bit was a third day was from less than a half because you add in a little bit more from the grisin of the first 2 days and say that was from the woman, but the extra half was from the lice. That you don't say. Once we're saying it's from her, we're saying the rest is from her, and therefore they suspect her as a Zavah Gedayla. But again, Reb Chanina says that no, we don't suspect as a Zavah Gedayla. Even if it's not in one place, even if it's in three places, the only time that he says that it could bring to a Zavah Gedayla is, as it says in the Brayis, when it's at least in three different garments. Then we say, okay, that's obviously independent, and then we're going to say that the woman, even according to him, we have to suspect it to be as a Zavah Gedayla.